Welcome back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Presented by Homes for Sale by Montgomery.com. That's Homes, the number four, sale by Montgomery.com. On 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to She Said, He Said, and we'd like to thank
Complete Auto Body.
I lost it for a minute. I just looked too much. First of all, they have got a great thing coming on. Complete Auto Body has got their first night out. They want to join us for first night out at the ballpark. That's Friday, the May 19th. What we're going to do is they have each ticket includes free happy hour at Patty's prior to the game. That's 5 to 6:15, and a chance to throw out the first pitch raffle ticket. They're $45. Usually they are normally a $61 value. Complete Auto Body is complete in so many ways. Tires and auto repair. Yeah, they also now do roofing and exteriors. They also have insurance. You can see Curtis Banks. Talk to him about the Farmers Insurance.
Curtis Barks.
Yep. That's what I meant. To ensure that you are completely taken care of and everything is complete at Complete Auto Body. Don't forget, they have tires on auto, and it's at Hazelwood, O'Fallon, St. Louis, and Delwood, Missouri, locally owned and operated since 1973.
We're going to be live at their location, too, at the end of the month for their grand opening out at Westport, which is cool. So want to say hello. Looks like we got Judy listening, and Paul, Tamara. Jeremy says hi to you, Kylan. We've lost our four-year-old co-host. Becky Schoening says hello. She wanted to listen to you. Hopefully she got to hear you for a little bit. Becky Jekka's listening, and hi Tracy. So sometimes I don't get to look at the Facebook and even know who it is till afterwards, so it's nice to be able to say hello. And I hear that April is having her baby. A little baby giraffe is coming soon, so we're gonna be able to. I wonder how long that's gonna take for that little, what do you call a baby giraffe? You know how dogs are puppies and horses or foals, and so what's a baby giraffe? A giraffe-y? I don't know. What would it be called?
You know what? I never thought about that.
Mark, do you know? And we can't.
That was your chance, Datix.
that was your quiz. We want to know. So we're gonna have to turn that on and see how that's coming along as well. I got a little joke for you.
All right, what is it?
What kind of jewelry does the Easter Bunny wear?
What?
That's a white? All right. A 14 karat gold. That was great.
Thank you very much.
What happened when the Easter Bunny met the rabbit of his dreams?
You mean to say it?
Yeah. Do you know it?
They lived happily ever after.
Come on. Those are awesome. All right. So you ready to play? Okay. All right. Here we go. Here's some little Easter trivia. Let's see if
Kylan, you want to play,
know the answers.
Want to play this game?
We're supposed to see if we're smarter than a four-year-old. Yeah, he's got a tablet in his hand right now. He's being all techie. He's being a little nerd. So he doesn't want to play anymore with us. He's done with radio. He's over it. All right. So on a little bit of a serious side here, what famous event is celebrated on Good Friday? Is it the birth, the death, the resurrection, or the ascension of Jesus Christ?
What was that again?
Well, you're not even paying attention.
I was looking for April. on Facebook.
God's sake.
She'd given her.
Hey, it's called a calf? Okay, so we should have a thing of what everybody should name the giraffe that's born. You think they'll have a contest?
Yeah, let's do that.
Wouldn't it be cool if it was born on Easter?
If it was born on Easter, I would say it is here. There it is.
It's here?
It's here.
It's born?
Yep.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
I'm on Facebook looking at it right now.
Okay, pull it up, because I can see yours, Matt, and I'll take a second to see mine. So everybody
got
to see.
Oh, it's trying to stand up.
Oh, I got to see. Hang on, everybody.
We got.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Oh, there's a little baby there. You know, the whole time I thought it was so weird that it was just on there. Doing nothing. I'm going to have
Kylan's
to leave the show in a minute.
See the baby.
That
giraffe.
They were showing this every day, just staring at this giraffe, just kind of standing there. It didn't move much. And now it's actually, people got to watch it have its baby. Aw, that's so cool.
That is cool.
I wonder what they'll name it or if they'll have a contest.
I don't know. If it was on the East, I was going to say, if it was born on Easter, I wanted to call it Lily.
Oh, that would be a cool name. I like that name. I said Easter, which was really kind of boring.
Unless,
but
it was a girl giraffe, right? She had?
I don't know.
It would be tough if you're a guy.
Did we say it's a calf? That would. All right, I got a little monkey climbing again. Okay, so the famous event which is celebrated on Good Friday is the birth, the death, the resurrection, or the ascension of Jesus Christ. Do you know?
First,
Come on. Really? Are you still not listening?
No, I'm just...
For crime not love.
I'm just
Close
appalled at somebody put a mad face on the giraffe being born.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
All
here
right.
we go. We're done with giraffe.
I'm not even going to play with you guys. I'm all just right, going to go home, let you guys do the show, and
well,
see
monkey,
what happens from
monkey
here.
Monkey here is all over the place. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay. I'm just gonna tell you that the famous event on Good Friday is the death of Jesus Christ, okay? I'll just kind of move on from there. What animal did Jesus ride in when he entered Jerusalem the week before his death?
Donkey?
Was it a...
Oh.
I was going to say was
I didn't
a
know I had
horse,
to wait. I
camel?
Thought there was a buzzer.
You did not press your button
grab
to
your
play.
Bell.
Only you're like
grab home. Your bell. There,
grab your bell. Okay,
right.
See,
here we go.
See who gets it first. Okay, who was the first person to see Jesus alive? Was it Peter, Mary, the mother, Mary Magdalene, or John, his disciple? Okay, what is it, Mark?
Mary.
Okay, you got it. All right. Now we're going to get a little bit more technical here. It's going to get a little bit. It's going to get.
Hey, you wanna help?
It's going to get. Tough now. All right. What do eggs represent at Easter? Do they represent the Easter bunny, new life, baby chicks, or some chocolate? I don't hear any bells ringing. Okay, what is it?
New life.
Oh, good job. Okay. All right. What season is Easter closely associated with? Spring, summer, autumn, or winter? I'll give you an easy one.
Which one is it, Kylan?
Okay, he's just going to ring the bell.
He's just going to keep ringing bells.
Spring. Okay. What are rabbits associated with at Easter? Eggs, hunts, fertility, or chocolate?
Fertility.
You didn't do your buzzer. You're disqualified. Okay, you are done. All right, which of these movies is not about Easter? Winnie the Pooh, Springtime with Roo, It's a Wonderful Life, The Passion of the Christ, or Here Comes Peter Cottontail?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Gosh.
Clarence.
Okay. And our last question, how is the date for Easter determined each year? Is it falls on the first Sunday after the first full moon after March 21st? It's always the first Sunday in April. It's determined by the Jewish calendar, or it's the first Sunday after daylight savings fishing in the Southern Hemisphere. And stop ringing the bell. Someone take the bell away from our four-year-old. Oh, my gosh. All right, who knows the answer?
I was too busy trying to take bells.
All right.
I'm going to, you know, that's okay. Always a tough question. I always wondered, because I always got stumped.
I'd be like,
really,
March,
it's Easter? I'm going to say the first after daylight savings time.
Okay, what do you think, Mark?
You know, I'm not sure I know. I thought it was 40 days after Ash Wednesday.
Ash Wednesday. Okay, the answer is it falls on the first Sunday after the first full moon on or after March 21st.
Wow.
That was a long answer.
Well,
did y'all remember it?
I did not know that.
I did not know that either. Okay, well, here's what are the 40 days before Easter, because mm-hmm. you said about the 40 days. That's Lent.
Right.
So that's where the 40 days comes in at. But isn't that like... Because you think that would be make sense because you start Lent and then Easter comes up 40 days later. But it's kind of, yeah. So they've got a technical long answer for that actually on there. So I guess we are smarter than a four-year-old because he answered none of them. But
at least we have
more rang the bell.
We do
a better
know
attention span
the bell.
Than a fourth grader.
We do. That is absolutely the truth there. All right, we do have to take it to one of those fun breaks again and play those fun commercials because coming up next, we are going to talk to the person behind the show, 50-ish.
50-ish.
50-ish. Everything starts happening. I mean, when I turned 40, it was like I couldn't see anymore. Turned 50, I can't walk. Like, what's going to happen when we're 60?
That's me. And I want to wish a special happy birthday to my daughter, Shanna, who...
Yeah.
It's not her birthday today. It's the 18th, but I won't... be on the air until after her birthday. So happy birthday to my daughter Shanna. We are celebrating today. She's almost 30-ish. So
30-ish. Doesn't that make you feel old?
Wow. When the kids are what make you feel old. Because you're like, you see a kid when he's like four and then you come back and he's like married and you're like, what?
Well, we're going to take this break so we can find Kylan. He is missing right now. And a four-year-old in a radio station that's missing is never a good thing.
Oh, he's underneath the table.
So we'll be right back with more of She Said He's Here. I don't know. I'll be right back. Can't talk anymore.
Trip upon your magic swirling ship. All my senses have been stripped. And my hands can't.